time and space, and feeling for the first time the wonder of knowing that oneness isn't an intellectual concept, but that truly everything is happening at once. She recounted being bathed in an aura of pure, blissful love, and how such a feeling has unlimited potential for healing. She learned firsthand the true meaning of the words of Jesus, that with God, all things are possible, and that leaves nothing out, including healing the past. Anita discovered in person what I'd been writing about so extensively in Wishes Fulfilled, that in the true presence of the God realized, the laws of the material, including the medical world, do not apply. I had to meet this woman. Beginning with our phone conversations, I started to feel directly the spiritual essence of Anita and her message of hope as a replacement for fear. I invited her to not only write this book, but also to appear with me on public television and tell her story of love, hope, and healing to the entire world. I sent Anita's NDE interview to my mother, who's 95 years old and resides in an assisted living center. My mom sees death quite frequently, since many of her new friends of advanced age simply pass away in their sleep and are gone from her experience forever. I've had many conversations with her about her thoughts on the great mystery called death. That's the destiny of all living things. All that materializes, dematerializes. We know this intellectually, yet what awaits us